You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yo, yes, what, what's good, It is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon, man. On my right hand side,
El Coronel Vladimir Camaño.
And on the left hand side,
Ali Muhammad, who is not with us today.
Oh, missing in action, ass.
He has some work down in D.C. He's out there working it, so that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, about to get on the campaign trail.
He's out there trying to get that money.
I could dig it. But yo, in the conversation, what's popping, man? How you doing, man?
I'm happy to be back. I was out last week.
Were you out last week?
Yeah, I was at Malloy College. We were shooting a pilot. I was doing some warm up up there.
Oh, right. You was out there. I was out there getting some money, huh?
Getting some money, keeping it clean. It was a Catholic, Catholic college.
Okay, shout out to Malloy. And,
hopefully, the pilot will get picked up. So,
there you go.
Yeah. I did a little warm up work behind the scenes.
What you think? You liked it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, man. I'm good at that stuff. I'm pretty good at it.
Warming up, like Kane.
I'm like a little massage therapist. You know what I mean? Get that, get in there, rub that. It's getting weird now.
That lubrication.
Yeah, it's getting. You sound real.
As far as you want to go, where you going with it? I mean, talk your shit. What did you do with Malloy?
Massage that back. No, I was a pilot.
Massage backs.
I massage some backs out there. Typically what happens when they shoot a pilot, they have a lot of, you know, breaks in between to set up stuff.
Yeah.
So they bring a comic out to keep the studio audience entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So they recruited the services of Young Laughing Glad.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Went up there, did some jokes, and then a little crowd work.
How was the crowd?
Light crowd. Older crowd.
What was their energy like, though?
Man, they were a little stiff.
A little stiff?
A little stiff up front, and then slowly, you know, you hit them with your little tag premise, punchline, setup. Get them back, a little crowd work. Before you know it, they're like, all right.
Smacking them around. You
this
got
is
them.
A safe place.
And then they're like, okay, we're ready to shoot.
Ready
and
to
then
shoot.
As soon
as
you get that rhythm, it's like, okay, thank you, Vlad. Appreciate it.
Yeah, once you hit that high note, you get right off.
Because it's only for you to warm them up.
Yeah.
You can't finish.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Warm them up and I'll take
and
it
get
from there.
Of them.
Yeah, I'll take it from, thank you. You got them nice and hot and here I go.
And some warm up comics make good money, man. I got a friend of mine who works for the Rachel Ray show. He gets paid very well.
They get insurance, which is great.
They get benefits.
For comedians.
As you get older, man, them perks become very important, man.
You get older,
you know what I mean? Like,
it
becomes sexy. You could actually pick up girls with that. Like, you know, I got that
32BJ. You get older, a lot of shit changes. A lot of perspective changes. It's not even which Jordans is the dopest. It's like, which ones is the most comfortable?
Most functional.
I mean? I got to do some walking.
I was looking at them 13s. The low joints coming out this week.
The low 13s.
Low 13s, the black, the breads.
No, those are 11. The low 13s?
Yeah.
You mean the low 6s?
No, the 13s. I could have sworn my man told me they'll come out this weekend.
I don't know.
I know you're not a big low fan.
It depends on which Jordan. And I don't go too far north of 11. We start getting into uncharted territory. There's some good ones. There's some 12s, I think.
I'm trying to pull up a picture for you. So you can see them.
Whatever, man. You pick it up as you talking that shit. Yeah, I'm good on those.
I never liked those.
I never liked those because those are the, I call them the maxi pad foot.
Oh, why you got to mess
like
up my flow, man?
It's like a maxi pad on the side of that shit.
It does look like a pad now.
It is a pad. Shout out to Malloy. It was a good time.
Great time. That's I think they're going to bring me back for an actual show.
That's good. That's good to hear.
So we out there.
I was just out in Madison, Wisconsin. Shout out to the entire, everybody over there at Comedy on State. Great club. I had a fucking dope time. Madison, Wisconsin. It was good. They showed me love. They came out. You know what I'm saying? Very white town. I ain't got nothing against the white town, but it was like white. It might be in the top three whitest cities. I still say Seattle might be number one, you know. I like to call Seattle White Africa because it's quite concentrated. But Madison.
That's the motherland of white people.
It's the mother. That's where white people go to be white. You know, fucking Madison was good, too. And then, you know, a few black people came out. And when you in towns like that where it's not a lot of black people or whatever, they come out and rep you hard. Yo, we here for you.
See you.
You know what I'm saying? Felt like a rally a little bit, but it was fun. We had great times, great crowds and shit. Had a funny ass moment. Because this is the thing. You know, there's a lot of, as you know, there's a lot of killing of black people by the police.
No, since when? Really? This is going down?
It's been going down for quite some time, but it seems like it's been the surge, you know? So, so every so often, you'll look at where you're going to be at, and then you're going to do a little bit of research and shit. So first thing I type in Massive Wisconsin, first thing I come up is black man shot by the, unarmed black man shot and killed by the cops. You know, cops not indicted, you know, all that type of shit. I'm like, fuck. We about to go down to
this
part.
That's part of the black man's like travel planning.
Absolutely,
now.
You know.
Check to see where you're going now.
Well, I always say that's a black travel mantra. They be like, when people say, "Yo, so how was that?" Oh, it's cool. They like black people out there. The black people get love out there. You know, when you hear that shit, that makes it a little more willing to go. You know, but
that's a hell of a trip advisor.
Yeah. Oh, nah, you get love out there. But so we went out, went out there and shit. I'm like, fuck, and I talk about this type of shit in my act anyway. So I'm like, you always hate to, it's a weird thing because the cops, it's a race thing. You know, it's not white kids being shot or white people being shot by the cops in as significant a number as it is black people. You know what I mean? However, it's not white people just as a group killing black people. The cops, and a lot of these cops are white. Sometimes he's black. You see what happened in Baltimore. But when we talk about it, you could sometimes feel the unease. You know what I mean? It could kind of get a little polarized and shit. I never want sympathy. You know what I'm saying? I just want empathy. I want people to know that we're all human. We're all in this shit together. So we should feel it together. It should be a collective feeling. And it's going to get uncomfortable. And I bring it. I say, you feel that? That's how, you know what I mean? We'll talk about it. So I'm in the middle of doing that shit. So that I say, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Rest, it happens everywhere. It happens out here in Madison, Wisconsin. Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, Timothy Robinson. You know what I mean? And I felt it, and, felt good for about a split second until I realized, and a couple audience members realized, actually, his name is Tony Robinson.
Oh, man.
So I done said the wrong, I done jumped all the way up my soapbox. It said the wrong name, but I had to play it off real quick. I was like, oh, nah, Timothy Rice, that's a kid I went to high school with and shit. He's still alive. But, I went into a whole bit about showing up to the rally with the wrong name on the, and they like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I was like, hold on, let me get some poster board. You know, but.
Good recovery, though.
It was a fun moment. It was an interesting moment. It was sometimes you got to read the entire story. And make sure that if you're going to go out there and go hard and crack that mic.
It sounds like the sentiment got
ahead. The facts together.
The sentiment got ahead of the
passion. The
got
the
ahead
passion.
Of it, yeah.
You know it, because it's not, because there's so many names. There's so many names that sometimes you forget. And then it's unfortunate, like you said, the passion to get ahead of you.
To get ahead of you, man.
But this is the thing. In the moment, as you said it, because as a comic, just in any way, as you're talking to people, you're about to say some shit. And you're about, no, not even you're going to hit him with this. That's one part of it. But the other part is like, now you sure the name is Timothy? You know what I mean? You know when you don't all the way know somebody's name and shit? I'm going to keep it funky. I used to call Andrew Aaron twice and shit like that. And it started, But you about to say it. You know it's a T in it. Gamble. Nope.
And your body's like, listen, worst case scenario, we just come up with a whole premise, whole bit after this.
Yeah. But all levity aside, rest in peace to Tony Robinson, man.
Yeah, that requires some fact checking. You got to check your facts.
Make sure you got that Google, that Google on standby. You can't be Googling live on stage. Hold on, fellas. Let me
see what the brother's name was.
Okay.
Good recovery, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways,
happens to us all, man.
In some ways, the joke is better because you recovered.
No, that's why I think I'm gonna put the audio up on the SoundCloud so y'all can hear. Y'all check out my SoundCloud, but I got a SoundCloud too.
You got a page up there, dude?
I got a page. What's SoundCloud the? Damian Lemon. I used to have it on the low, but it's just Damian Lemon. It's my regular ass name.
You be uploading
every so often. I got a couple. I mean, if people start to like it, I'll throw some more shit up there. I got some shit in the vaults that I'll throw up there. But I think I'm gonna put that up. I think I'm gonna put that up on the SoundCloud. I'm gonna put that up on the fan page. You know what I mean? In the conversation page as well, you know. But it's one of those moments, Pop. It was interesting.
Well, it's one of those things too, because you headline it, so you got to do what you did, 45 minutes?
Yeah, you gotta, you know, shit, you gotta. You know,
so that's always nerve-wracking when you dig a little hole up front, but you got out of it right quick.
Yeah. And we had, you know, you got to have fun with that moment because it's a human moment. That's the beauty of it. It's a human moment. You know what I'm saying?
Did they drop checks at comedy yesterday or after the show?
I believe they dropped checks, but it didn't really affect the rhythm. Like, it wasn't like, their servers and shit, they kind of move stealth. And it's kind of low lit too, so you don't see a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? You just keep the rhythm going.
It's still confusing me how some clubs, like, I get it if there's a show right after. Mm-hmm. But if there's no show after, I always wonder why clubs don't drop till when the show's over.
I think it's one of those things where people just kind of... Well, dropping checks, for the people that aren't comedians, we should say that. Dropping checks is when you go to a comedy show, you know, pretty much most comedy shows you go to, there's a 2-drink minimum, right? So what happens is they make sure that they get your drink, or everybody buys at least 2 drinks. And just before right in the middle of the final act, I guess... just before the final act, there's a time where the waiters and waitresses, they drop the checks. So meaning that they put checks at each table, which could distract the room. It could kind of kill whatever momentum a comedian has on stage, because, you know, there's little booklets, and you opening your booklet, you go, oh, shit, you know. And then, you know, obviously there's the stock jokes of, shit, y'all ain't a gratuity. Who that? You know, all of that
Who
shit.
Who pay tax?
Exactly. So you looking at the sticker shock. You're like, goddamn, Natty's number 2 wasn't as funny as number 1. You know, all of that silly shit that they talk about. But that is what a check spot is. So at some shows, obviously, you know, at some comedy shows, some comedy clubs, I'm trying to think of something that I can think of off the top of the head. They might not drop checks. They'll just ask for your payment at the end of the show.
Which, like, is the stand does that.
Yeah. Wait to the end, and then they'll drop checks. But, you know, sometimes comedy shows, they might have an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show, and if they want to turn the room over, if they got to wait for everybody to go through the bill and break it up with their party and all of that after a complete show, it could probably fuck things up. So I feel like that's probably one of those things that's just been, it's so long standing that people, it's like, you know, it's one of those things.
But what else is going on, man?
Oh, man, shit, this motherfucking NBA Finals is cracking.
Man, I really want LeBron to lose.
Yeah, well, I want to see that man get Curry one
win
from Cleveland.
I want Curry to win, so I love Curry, man.
Curry hot, man, but Curry got years on him. He going to be all right. Curry cool, I'm not mad at it, but you know. And let me just say this for the record. Like, one, I'm not the biggest sports fan. But two, I'm not a Cleveland fan, nor am I a Golden State fan. I just like, this is a good-ass series. These are
great
good players.
Great series.
You know, the Knicks ain't in there. So, you know, it's not, you know, fuck it. I mean, Shump is there. JR, you know what I'm saying? JR Smith, they made it, you know.
I do something funny when I'm talking about sports. I don't know if you do this. Like, I'm not the biggest sports head either. Mm. So what I'll do is, whenever I'm in a conversation that's sports related, mm-hmm. I'll just drop names of big players and ask a question. So I'll be like, LeBron, huh? Curry, I tell you, man.
Woo, that boy.
Craig Irving, how about Kyrie, huh?
I tap out immediately. I jump right up out the conversation, because dudes that love sports. Sports is like soap opera for
novella.
Yeah, the way they get it, like, they going to go from 0 to 60 in this conversation.
Real quick.
So don't mislead them with some old fake information. Oh, yeah. You saw the game. Oh, yeah. But what about you thinking about the stat line? Or what you thinking, you know, when that one foul came out? Dude, don't have me answering none of these questions. I don't even understand half
it's
this
too
shit.
Much, man.
Yeah, B. Shit.
But I'm real quick though, man. I just want to talk about. I want to ask you a question about.
Take your time, man. We got a fucking hour.
We got time up in
real, here. Real quick. I just want to get this in before the 15 minute mark. Go ahead, man.
I was talking to my brother about this, Kyrie Irving.
What about him?
Amazing player, gifted athlete. But at what point do you stop and go, yo, my body's not made for this? I mean, I don't know if you've been following him, but the dude has had so many injuries.
More than Rose?
I think Rose has only had what, the knee injuries, Chris?
Yeah, but he's had quite a few over the last 3 years.
And then Kyrie's had, I mean, they put a graphic up at one game, and it was like Mr. Potato Head.
Really? I mean, what else can you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, you know.
All the skills.
I'm sure you can get a regular ass job.
FedEx, even that, he get hurt.
Forever, it's going to be like, damn, Kyrie, but why?
Why are you always, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. Like, well, shit, you ain't got too many transferable skills. And you Kyrie fucking Irving.
Like, you know you're saying, man? Your ego's tied to that identity. Like, I'm an athlete.
If we get a little well and we could do it again, let's do it again, because this is what I do. Like, I still, even hurt, I do this shit better than I would do fucking data processing.
Healthy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Even hurt, I could drop. You know what I mean? I could get busy. I don't want to work in payroll.
It's such a curse, though, man, because your heart and soul wants to play a certain way, and your body's like, listen, man, I'm debilitating.
At some point, you should get out of there when it becomes like a detriment. I feel like that with like maybe like a boxer. Yeah. You're taking a bunch of blows to the head, or you're a football player, you're taking a bunch. But if you know, obviously, you still want to be able to walk and all of that. And I feel like the doctors, I just feel like politicians and sports, like high-level sports people, have the best doctors. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot at stake with these cats. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if this surgeon is telling you, whoa.
Easy.
It's over.
Easy.
You know what I mean? Relax. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Take his word for it. You feel me? Like, but if they could say, listen, we could put a couple pins in you. Probably get some duct tape or some shit like that. We got to get you a new kneecap. Probably get that shit done at the Home Depot. But I think I could get you in by the second round. And I know you want a ring. A motherfucker will be, listen.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. I won't wish this on no NBA player, but if you roll up in your wheelchair and you got two rings on, motherfuckers
love.
Might be.
You get love.
You're going to get super love. And you know what I mean? Cats would be like, what?
What I felt bad about was the fact, not felt bad, but I had a little chuckle to myself, the fact that Cleveland won without Kyrie.
Yeah.
You know, because in my heart, a part of me was wondering if Kyrie's sitting at home like, I hope they lose without me. You know what I mean? Because you want to feel like you're a factor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to feel like you a contributor.
Well, what's my man's name? Delavato? Who's the cat that's like covering Kyrie's position? Is kind of a, not a scrub, but he ain't nobody.
He ain't no Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
and
but
they won.
But he kind of is there. He get his shine. Like, he hit his shot.
You know, you want your team to get the win, but a party is like,
it's like when I forgot who was out, but when Jeremy Lin came in and lit shit up for the Knicks, whoever was fucking sitting,
because
when Jeremy had motherfucking New York City in hysterics,
10.
Yeah, he got a couple deals and all types of shit. If you the guy that was being replaced. Like, they don't even want to hear from you right now, Pop. This shit, he got it jumping. Fuck out of here.
And you sitting there like, I want this guy to just lose.
You're like, yo, this kid is waving. Like, because that you watching your career pass by.
And you know, the first game, you're like, it's just a fluke. You know,
yeah, this
really
motherfucker ain't that good.
Second game, bow.
What the fuck? Yo, wait, hold on, man. Yeah, now you can't even watch. You don't even want to watch.
You don't
the
watch
game.
Them games. So I feel like Kyrie's at home going, damn, I hope they really don't win this game.
Oh, man. It's been good. It's going to be interesting to see.
Conspiracy question, Damian.
Go ahead.
I always have this thing about the NBA Finals, man. Like, I feel like part of me is they're rigged.
Uh-huh.
I say that because there's so much advertising dollars behind it.
You mean the fact that they got, it's going to always
it's go,
gonna seven,
go to 6-7 because
nine games?
Yeah, man.
Overtime, first ever overtimes back to back. Nah, I think it's the real deal.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, like, the fact that they take so many days between the, I don't know, fucking, I mean, it's all money. I can't pinpoint where it's money and where it's expectation. I don't think that it's rigged.
Okay.
I don't think. It's too big a job to rig the NBA. Every fucking body would have to be quiet about it. And you got a league of thousands of people who have trained their entire life to play at a certain level. And then to say, nah, well, listen.
We're going to rig it.
We got Colgate
bought some ad time.
Yeah, we kind of need you to take a fall on this one. Fuck out of here. But
great series, though.
Yeah, it's good. I'm gonna say something. I know I'm fucking in the unpopular committee with this. Riley Curry.
I'm so happy we're talking about this. Go ahead, man.
I am good. Sit down, shorty. I'm cool. Like, you're a cute little kid. Maybe because what's going to happen is Cat's going to be like, Damon, you ain't got no joy in your life. You know what I'm saying? I can't let this little baby. She is fucking, I get it, but it's too much. It's too much of a distraction. It's like, what is Willie, what is Tyler, with like Lester, whatever the fuck they used to be. Like,
let me ask you a question, OD. Was that post the first appearance? Or was that at the first appearance?
The first appearance where we're crazy. I never really, again, like, I'm not a super sports fan, so she's been out there before. Like, even in the regular season, she's come
come up in game 33. You know what I mean? But it's just like, all right, we get it.
And where's she coming from? Like, what? Like
she's a cute little kid. I can't discount the fact that it's just like, come on, it's not time. Yeah, it's not really time for this shit right now.
Especially if I'm a reporter and I went to college for this.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I went to school to get some core stories from my readers.
And you really researched this shit and you wrote that shit
stats.
Down. And you was like, you were the 11th question, so you hoping a motherfucker don't ask you a question like, all right, I got the next question. And then you go, you say, listen, Kyrie.
Here come Riley.
Steph, based on what we saw here, we actually, a friend of mine, we did an independent study. We definitely culminated a bunch of figures. But the question I have for you, and then Riley says, no more questions! And the crowd goes, okay, next question. Fuck that kid. Hold on, shorty. I got it. Never mind. I'm a hater.
No, for me, if
not, it, fuck the kid. I mean, it's a little kid, but like, put the kid somewhere. Like, go hold the kid.
Yeah, you want to fuck the kid, but you.
No, no. Well, forget the kid.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, and then the thing, it's also like.
But she's messing up the moment.
But then it's also like, what if you don't really get a lot of. Because now it's like, who can't bring their kid? You know what I'm saying? Do you have to score 30 to bring your kid to the shit? What if a mom
can't be no bum player?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see your kid.
Why they bring Riley up after Steph Curry fucking bombed in game 2? Bring Riley up so we can tell. Bring just Riley up.
No more questions.
You know what I'm saying?
What makes me laugh is, to me, it's such a cop out. To me, that's like if Barack was giving a talk, you know, and he's like, yeah, so Barack, what are your thoughts on the crisis, you know, overseas? Hold on. Here comes Sasha Malia. Come on now, fam.
It's
like,
funny.
It's a cop out. You bringing your dog? You don't want to answer the
questions. Oh, is that what he's? I haven't really been paying. I just see the clips. Is he like? Is he evading questions?
Or he has an agent over in California. He's like, listen, we need to really increase your likability profile. Can you bring your daughter out during the press conference?
Yeah. Oh well. I'm not into it.
I'm not into it either. I agree with you. One time I'm all right, but the second or third time, it's like, come on, man.
Chris, what you think?
I haven't really been paying too much attention to it, but I know what you're talking about with the kid. I mean, yeah, it gets annoying after a while. You're absolutely right. Like, if you really want to ask the guy a question after the game, this kid's trying to shut it down or whatever. It's like, get out of here.
Nobody cares.
Well, because it becomes a thing then on the internet where people that don't watch basketball at all don't care. Like, oh, how cute. You know, it's that type of thing. But
it's not about the game anymore.
They put a funny meme up of Steph online. It's him with two girls in college. Mm-hmm.
And, he ain't been hitting threes for years. I saw that shit. It was dead ass wrong.
It was so wrong. It was terrible, man. It was awful.
This shit was funny, though.
It was awful.
Oh, man. You know what? Speaking of shit that I laughed at that I probably shouldn't have laughed at, man, it's been some primo ass whippings on Worldstar
past
week.
You seen the old dude on the train?
That shit was the best.
I said it to you. You seen that?
I seen it before, but the kid was 54, old head, but his hands.
Can I just say something to you?
Yeah.
I've been trying to catch you, and there hasn't been one clip that I've sent you.
I'm in it.
But I'm like, D, you seen this? You're like, oh, I seen this last week. I'm like, ah.
I pride myself in being up on that bullshit. Ain't that a bitch?
I've known D for years now. I have yet to catch you on a clip you haven't seen yet.
I've seen them shits. But there's a Worldstar clip, and I think the title is 54-year-old man beats a dude down for getting in his business.
But I think one of the titles, they made a point to say working man.
Oh, 54-year-old
working man. Yeah.
Give him a little bit more blue collar.
Yeah, blue collar. Give him a blue collar piece.
Man, he beat the shit out. His hands, he was 54. His hands were so good that I just wanted to see what they was like at 23. Because the motherfucker, he was letting them shits go still. And he was, the kid who got his ass was probably about 27, 26. And it was
Can we talk about it?
We'll put it up on the Facebook. And I know Vlad don't really like putting up the violent
shit.
Yeah,
man. That's just like.
We might just put a link. No, we're going to put it up. Fuck it. If we talk about violent shit on the podcast, we get it.
Well, this one in particular has conversational value. And we'll get into it.
Anyway, so it's on the train as most world star.
You know which
fights.
China was in? Do you know which state?
It felt like it said Maryland.
Okay, all right.
Except Maryland. It kind of felt like a martyr look.
Maryland have a subway?
I don't know.
Look like
maybe
San Fran to me. Oakland, Oakland maybe?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't really know the trains in every city like that. I'm not that guy. But
good old MTA Damien.
Exactly.
Oh, that is obviously.
Exactly.
That is the Atlanta.
Exactly. That looked like the 2 line.
And clearly a transfer was being made.
Exactly, man. Shit. So it's on a good old train, and it seems to be late. There's some women with this guy. I don't know what happened. Somebody says something. All I know is there's a grown-ass man at the end of the other side.
With his bag.
With his bag. With it, like a hardworking like a man. Boots. Like a tool bag.
Boots.
Yeah, like boots, like a
paint
tool
stains,
bag.
Paint stains.
He might have had a Carhartt hooded jacket on. The nigga was all about putting in work. And all we know, we cut, there's no context, as a World Star video should never, you know, it's no real context. All we see is my man coming from that far end of that train, and he said, you know what, you want to get in my business?
Yeah, you messed with the wrong one
yeah,
today.
Yeah, did he? And he said, put him up. He said, you want to get some? So homeboy, he put his hands up.
He tried.
And that dude hit him with a two-piece, bing, bing.
And some biscuits.
And then hit him with that biscuit and laid him out. Then grabbed him, put a little gravy on it. Then stepped off. Dude ate them punches because I thought he was going to go to sleep. He was leaking by then. He's bloody. He gets up, he's staggering. Old dude comes back down again. Said, "Oh, you want some more?" We came back for the encore. Bing, bang. And it was made it so funny. First of all, the hands are great. I'm gonna hear your take. I'm just running through. The hands are great. Bing, bing. And then with the women in the background was like, "Oh no, no, you don't want no more.
Don't get back up.
No, don't do it." And that's the worst shit ever. It's the worst score to an
as they're recording.
Don't do it. Please, no, not don't hit him again.
And then one of this is what made it the funniest shit. And then his homeboy came, they pulled up into the station, and one of his homeboys was like, "Oh shit, what's poppin'? You know what I mean? Something popping off."
And he saw his man's face. He said, "Oh."
He said, "Oh, that shit looked personal." Because the grown man still had more. He had a lot more in the clip. He said, "You want some too? I put motherfuckers to sleep." He was taking pride in these assholes. That's how you know he's a real hardworking man. He probably take real good pride in his masonry. You know what I mean? He probably just, you never know fucking.
He got cubbies for his tools at home.
All types of shit. Toolboxes always organized and shit. They don't got a lot of patience though.
Got a Home Depot credit card.
His whole boy was so hyped and so chill. Like, no, you know what? Let's just
he definitely got real diplomatic on that.
Yeah. But what did I miss anything talking about?
Well, a couple
what
things. His man had flip flops on.
Did he?
Oh. I mean, people, he had flip flops on.
Oh, well, he was never going to win. If you could whip ass to flip flops, dog, I got to put you in a different league. I got to fight you against like pit bulls and motherfuckers with type of like, you know, like fucking street tools. They got to fight you with a crowbar. If you could whip ass convincingly in flip flops and keep both flops on, you know what I'm saying? Whipping ass. Keep it. Oh, nigga, you are a special talent.
Like, you know they had to have a conversation afterwards. Him and his man, like, "Listen, I know we poison on that, but can we look at what happened here? Can we look at how you..."
It's going to be a lot. They got to have a back and forth conversation because, son, you were supposed to come in here and at least try something. He was like, "Nah, man. I seen by your face." That man was convincing.
A couple of things, though. I got to give it to the homie. He took some shots and he kept getting back up. It was a Rudy moment.
You ever seen? No, it was like Raging Bull. You ever seen Raging Bull?
Would not fall. He'd come back up.
"Never knock me down." He knocked your ass down, though. He just didn't knock you out. And the motherfucker said, "If I hit you again, you're never getting up." that's what it dawned on. He was like, "All right, well, you know what? I did like getting up. I did feel lucky."
And he tried to follow up at the end. He was on the platform, and he said to the old dude, like, "No, I'm going to get you. You don't understand." Mm-hmm. And he pulled his phone out. I guess he was trying to take his phone up and down. You know what
set
I mean? Like,
up another
set
one.
Up another one. Like, his pride kept him get back up. Like, his body was like, "Listen, man, we are finished." But his pride said, "No, get back up, man. You know you're being recorded, right?"
But my body's telling me, "Get the fuck out of here."
I will say this, though, man. There was a little, again, there was no context, but I just got to speak honestly, man. Mm-hmm. There was a part of me.
Oh, gosh.
There was a part of me that felt a little sense of justice.
Because you like older. You like an older hero.
I like an older
dog,
hero,
you
man.
You
like,
love an older. You root for the old guy.
Okay, we don't know the context, but in my head, you start creating a narrative based
hard
on what you're
working.
Seeing. This dude's on a subway. He's trying to get to work. And probably some young dude is like, "Yo, look at your man's boots," or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Listen, man.
I ain't got no time for that.
I ain't got no time for this, man. I
A dude like that to get your ass whooping, he always call you son. He always call you son, or he say, bruh. Bruh, for a cat that age, bruh, that's the righteous nigga. Listen, bruh, this ain't what you, listen, I ain't for all that foolishness. I'm going to tell you one more time, son. You don't want these hands.
You don't want these.
You do not want these hands.
There's always a warning involved. You're right.
So that was the first one. Then I saw one today. Did you get to see the Walmart piece that I sent you?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. It's more funny than anything. So check this shit out. It's in Walmart. You can find this on there. I won't put this one on there. But it's in Walmart. And it's, again, there's no real context. It's just cut from a dude. You could tell this is kind of like his first World Star video he's shooting because he's fucking up. He's missing the action.
I just love the fact that Damien critiqued his.
He was excited, too, you know. But
he wasn't cool under pressure.
Check it out. It's like in the hair care aisle of Walmart. And you just hear some women beefing. Whatever, bitch. Da-da-da-da-da. Whatever, bitch. You ain't going to do nothing, right? You still don't see the women. And then out of fucking from the left, you just see a woman spin through on like a little Rascal. You know the little scooters
didn't.
Yeah, she comes through in a Rascal with some pink flip flops on.
On some drive by?
Like just riding by. Bitch, you ain't gonna do nothing, no. And then the other girl still off camera like, bitch, then come back over here. So she's make a U-turn. Jump up out the shit. Cause I thought maybe she could walk, but she hopped about that Rascal and got it cracking. And it's nasty. It's two white women. And it's kind of, you can't, somebody goes down and the cameraman don't get around the corner fast enough. So it's mad action that you miss. You just hear, ooh, oh, ew, bitch. You know, all of that shit. I'm like, motherfucker, get to the scene.
Yeah.
Then he gets.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, because he's trying to be subtle. You could tell, like I said, you could tell he's his first World Star. Because there's a certain type of, I don't give a fuck that I'm taping this. Like, you got to get past the self-consciousness. I'm going to tell you about the time I was on the train. I saw this bum get his ass whipped. And before I felt so bad because I went to put my phone out before I even broke the shit up. I was like, oh, nigga, this could be good. But then I was like, nah. Because you got to, there's that point. It's either you a world star field reporter or you not. You know what I'm saying? And if you are, make sure you hold the camera steady and follow the action.
Yeah, you got to commit. Yeah, you got to commit.
He's a little too reluctant. He ain't know. I don't know if I'm that type of guy. Then somebody was like, motherfucker, get the footage. And so the girl that was on, so they fighting, they tussling. But the girl that was on the Rascal had a little son, like a little four-year-old son, like a toddler. This motherfucker comes and starts kicking Shorty in the head.
You're kidding me.
Damn, don't you do that shit to my mommy. Damn, takes her like a
she big had backup?
Ass, take a shampoo bottle, starts smacking it. You can't really, he's not really killing her. He's not affecting her because he's still like a little four-year-old, so it's coming at like 4 miles an hour, but he's still putting in work for mom.
He's
Zeus.
A G.
He was a G, but the off-camera shit was still funny. It was one white lady was like, you better stop that. They're going to put you in little boy jail. He was like, shut up, lady. Doom, and getting it in. Then he almost fought somebody that tried to break the shit up. Yo, Shorty was about it. He was about it. He a little soldier.
That's the kind of thing.
He'll be in jail by the time he's 17.
I'm sure his mom got him a little cake after that. Like,
hopefully.
Yeah, but the thing with the violence videos, man, like even that one with the blue collar dude, like I'm always conflicted about. We talked about this.
Adding
a view to that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add no views.
I don't. You know.
Like that's the kind of stuff I share privately. Like you won't see it on my Facebook page. I share it privately.
Makes sense. Yeah, I don't really put too many fight videos on my. I might retweet a fight video. Fight videos is good on Twitter. Facebook, again, that's the family.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You don't want the.
Twitter's the streets.
Well, this what Damien doing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm so nervous about that, man.
Yeah.
About I'm nervous. I'm nervous about even falling on stage, like tripping on. That scares me. That'll end up on, you know, comedian trips.
Maybe
on stage.
maybe not. Maybe niggas might not give a fuck. What's his name? Ray Shremin. One of the kids from Ray Shremin was performing at Governor's Island. Governor's Island Festival. This motherfucker jumped off the stage, slipped off the stage, and impaled his legs. That like got a something deep or got a gash on his leg. And he's still rapping while he working on his shit. This is the new shit. I was telling Ali this last week because he was saying his son got hit by a car.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And the new shit is the I'm good photo. If you get hurt and you don't take a photo at the scene, it didn't really matter. It didn't hurt. You got to kind of let your fans know.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thugging it out. And, you know, I think Pac is the originator of that. When coming up out the courtroom, when he got shot up at Quad Studios and he came out in the wheelchair, he got up out of the hospital. Remember that shit?
I'm good.
Everybody had to let you know. It's that, and it's the old Evel Knievel.
That's right.
Even after the wreck, they get up. Oh, no, he's good. Yes, he's good. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
But, what else is going on, man?
My dad's trying to get a dog, man.
Word?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
My father's old school, man. He's an old school dude, and he don't have the same approach to animal ownership that is 2015 as we know it.
What do you mean?
So my father's the kind of dude where, you know, he ain't really about buying a dog, Purina dog chow.
Now he's trying to get a stray, listen, somebody who got a litter.
No. He wants to get a German Shepherd.
Okay.
And I'm like, Dad, we can get a German Shepherd. But I was like, you know, we really got to take care of this dog. We got to, like, feed him nice. My father's like, you know, he was right. My father's the kind of dude, like, if it's, like, leftover rice and beans.
He give that to the dog.
That's what he give the dog. You know what I mean? Like, bones and everything. I'm like, Dad, the dog could choke on the bones.
It's not Yukonaba.
This isn't no Caesar, you know.
Have y'all had pets in the past that
we had pets in
that
the past.
Face?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. So that's why you don't want it to happen. Did a dog take a bad one?
We've had a couple dogs hit a couple slow ones, man.
Really? So it's a tragic end.
Yes, man. Not with the bones, but they be choking, and I'm like, Dad, you can't feed them bones. I was like, no, you know, in the wild, that's what they would do.
In the wild. But you adopted this dog to not be in the wild anymore. Stop being wild with this mama.
And my brother and I like, yo, like, we
gotta
imagine
keep that shit. He got motherfucker freed you from jail and you still living like an inmate. In freedom. Giving you gruel. Yo, it's fucking child. It's child. You got to go downstairs and fucking gruel. You're like, I thought he was free. Oh, shit. I'm free.
See the dog. Please, sir, more porridge.
So what happened with the dog? So
my dog, my dad's getting a little older. You know what I mean? He's getting a little older. And you can tell he wants that little... He wants the homie, because I'm always out. I'm working. My brother's out working. He wants the homie in the house. So you can pet, walk, you know, go walk with him and all that. There's a certain thing that I think older men, when they get older, they want a companion.
Yeah.
You know, and he loves my mom, but you know he.
Not like that. He loves my mom, but my father ain't no German Shepherd.
Yeah, my father don't want somebody with an opinion. That's what he don't want. You got an opinion, he don't want to be around you.
He wants somebody that's obedient. That's
man.
Eat these bones.
Just agree with me. Just don't argue with what I got to tell you.
Just say yes and eat these motherfuckers.
Like, my dad has this thing where my dad loves, he gets the hose and he loves cleaning the building.
Oh, they say your pops loves to get the hose.
No,
the hose, like the garden hose. Like a spraying tool. Then you say, yo, my pops.
My father likes them thoughts.
They get it cracking.
He gets a little garden hose and he cleans the building with the water, right?
Okay.
It annoys the hell out of my mom.
Why?
Because she's like, how much water are you going to waste? Why you always got to be doing that? There's real work to be done up here. People out there got leaks in the building.
Oh.
You know, my father's like, shut up. You know, they start cursing at each other. My father's like,
this
I
just want everybody. Oh,
man,
downstairs,
my brother and I be watching this, eating chips like it's a show. And my father's like, you know what? That's why I just want a dog, because he just gonna say nothing bad. He gonna be out here with me as I water these. You know what I mean?
Not saying nothing.
Not saying nothing.
Get happy when I wet him with the hose. Fuck out.
So I'm just crying because my dad he's tired of arguing with my mom. Yeah. Like, I want somebody who's not gonna argue.
That's it. That's all it is.
So we're looking into dogs now. I'm looking into little breeders and all that, trying to get him a little German Shepherd. I said, Dad, we gotta take him to school. We gotta get the dog
school.
Trained. There's little dog schools in New York. You take him like on Saturdays.
Fancy.
You know.
I mean, you're a little fancy. You're a little highfalutin with your dog. Take your dog to school.
On a weekend,
what the
you know
fuck
mean?
Is the dog?
Chris, is that wrong? Taking a dog to school, Chris? Am I bugging out,
Chris?
I mean, a German Shepherd, you could probably train yourself. I feel like the little dogs, that's like more like a little dog thing.
Really?
Where people will bring them. Yeah, because
it's the opposite.
They're like yappy. They run around. You could
school though. We are in curriculum. We got to enroll a dog in a school. In New York City, you know how hard it is to get in a good school. Fuck out of here, shorty. You better figure this out.
So it's funny to me that Chris, like I would say I want to take a big dog to school because a big dog is harder to control.
Get a book.
They are theoretically harder to control, but they're also
get a Kindle.
They're more trainable, I feel like. Like the little dogs just yappy, they run around like
they're not a threat though. You know what I mean? Like a big dog's a threat.
Yeah, you gotta figure that shit out. Hey, listen, if you took your dog to school and matter of fact, if you got your dog's school degree or diploma, take a photo of it and hit us at hit us on Twitter and hashtag in the conversation.
And was it an Ivy League?
I want to know what school your dog went to before I even look at your dog. Fuck that. I'm shitting on dogs. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you something smooth about dogs. You might want to use this. I was on tour with this dude, my man Anthony. I think it's Anthony Rossi. I'm not sure. Anthony, right? You know, I'm fucking up with names.
I know you bad with names.
Yeah, my man Anthony, man.
You know when Dr. Melvin King got shot.
But my man Anthony used to be on the road, or he still is. He does tours with Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, right? And so he knows a bit of shit. He tells us things about it or whatever. And he was like, said, Cesar Millan tell you, you never, when you see a person out with their dog, you don't greet the dog first. You don't even look at the dog. You make the dog come to you. Because if you look at the dog look at you like you kind of thirsty. And then
hilarious.
And now the dog will treat you however it want to treat you. But if you just kind of look away, the dog will feel away about, oh, shit, he ain't even acknowledge
you. Show me no love.
And the dog will kind of be like, yeah. And then you give him I see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be high post with dogs, just so you know.
It's like a pimp manual. Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, never be too thirsty for these.
Mm-mm, for these bitches.
For these thoughts.
Nah, feet dog lesson. Sorry, guys.
Is there a male version? Is there a male version of thoughts? Like, is there a term for male? Like a
thought.
Male the thought?
Thought. That hoe is a hoe. A hoe is a hoe.
Gender neutral.
Yeah, gender neutral. Dudes could be hoes. You just get more love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But also, my dad was a good dog. So we're looking at little dogs now. I'm trying to get my dog to get a pit because they have shorter hairs.
A pit bull?
A pit bull has shorter hairs than a German Shepherd. They hair the coat, so they don't shed as much as a German Shepherd would.
Shit. Go to German Shepherd than a pit.
Why, are you afraid of pits?
I don't fuck with pits at all. I don't have no agenda against them, but I do. I grew up when the motherfuckers were scary. You know what I mean? And I'm not. I just can't put that behind me. Them motherfuckers is crazy. I know it's a lot of pit bull propaganda and pit bull apologists out there. Like, no, they've been trained to be this way. Fuck that. Them jaws are strong as shit. I'd much rather contend with a Chihuahua. You know what I'm saying? Or even a German Shepherd biting at my leg to the fucking pit bull locking
it's
on me.
Interesting to me.
Locking mechanism.
I'm actually
a pit
this
bull?
Though. As a person of color, though, like for me, the German Shepherd was
because you think about civil
rights.
Yeah,
you see them visits with the hoses and the dog.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's why I told my dad. I was like, Dad, you seen these clips? Like, you know, and the cop dogs. You know, like that's the.
Yeah, but even
the pit
still,
to you is more. The pit
yeah,
to you.
Even still, like, because even when you think about that, it was hoses, it was German Shepherds, and it was, like, guns and batons. It was a lot. Pit bull go for self. A pit bull will tear your whole shit up by himself. Leave the guns at home, son. I got this.
Well, also, Vlad, if your dad is out there with the hose, the German Shepherd will feel comfortable. It'll just lay there.
Oh, hilarious. You know? Oh, hilarious. I ain't going to connect the dots.
Shout out to the white man.
Yeah, shout out to my father's over here going.
Making an homage to slavery. We're
going to move to Mississippi.
Civil rights unrest. anyway, but that's cool, man.
So we're going to see what we do with the dog. Give him a little companion.
What you think? I heard y'all talking about this shit. I think Ali was here. He be talking about shit like this before. What you think of this whole man spreading issue?
I think it's just it's one of those things that the internet spirals and creates.
Some bullshit. I mean, look, I understand. I could dig. This is the thing. I understand there's an issue, right? I understand that it's an inconvenience. I understand that, you know what I mean? Women more so than anybody feel a way about a dude with his legs all wide open and shit. You know what I mean? I think there's various levels of where it just gets ridiculous. But this is what I'm not fucking with, is there's a lot of people now getting tickets for that shit.
For manspreading?
So, yes. You can get a ticket for that shit. It's mostly like blacks and Latinos getting tickets for it and sometimes having to go to jail for manspreading. You get a fucking ticket. And that's that bullshit, because that's now... It's some more bullshit.
You can't go to jail with that story,
you
man.
Getting, but like, if a motherfucker's manspreading in East New York, he might get a ticket. If you manspreading on 51st on the 6th, and you a white guy, you probably won't get it. You know what I mean? So I'm not feeling that. If we're going to start ticketing, we got to ticket all the way. And I just think that's some bullshit.
Now, just for the people, define manspreading. What is it?
Manspreading is when you sit on the train or you sit on public transportation It's mostly, I guess it's mostly guys that do it. Women do it sometimes too, but you know, I guess, you know, they got to do what they got to do. But it's like when you just stretch out your legs, kind of like, yeah, kind of just giving your balls a little breathing room, especially in this climate as it starts to in June. June to August is high man spread months due to a lot of humidity. You know what I mean? You might get the, you know, might get the wings. You know what I mean? You, where your balls kind of stick to your thighs. And you got to kind of shake it off a little bit. I like to say, like, you got to shake. Yeah. You got to stretch your legs like you're about to steal second. But, you know, there's a lot of cats that's just, you know, they just out there with their shit wide open. And then there's a story, I think XO Jane or whatever, something. There's this woman, this young girl who is a white woman, young white woman who is sitting on man spreaders. This is her call. It's her crusade. She wrote about it. She sat on, like, seven people. And nobody got it. Nobody, there was no altercations or whatever. But I'm like, she wrote this fucking piece about, like, she the fucking Rosa Parks of the manspreading movement. Like, get the fuck out of here with you and your cause, silly ass. Like, it is.
It's gratuitous.
It's like, for it to become a criminal thing or a thing where you got to get a ticket, I think it's some bullshit. I do think it's, you know, I'll give you the nod and I'll agree on the fact that it is. It's rude. You know what I mean? It's excessive. Excuse me, could you move over? Could you pause? Excuse me, I'm trying to sit down. Yeah. And most cats, I feel like, you know, unless they some young cats that's you know, feeling themselves and taking themselves too seriously, they might act a little stupid. But even still, you just son, yo. Most people comply.
I mean, dude, I try not to subscribe to gender norms, but it's one of those things, man, that, like, I mean, yo, like you said, the climate.
How and much men is a gender have, norm subscription?
Yeah, well, like, you know, like,
that shit was terrible. Okay.
Nah, like, in the sense of, like, oh, you know, why should you be allowed to sit like that and we can't, with your legs open, mm-hmm. and we can't, but you get to sit like that. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, men sit this way, women sit this way. A lady should cross her legs. Mm. A man should not, you know, whatever it is, the gender norms. It's like, you know, like, you teach her, if you had a daughter, you teach her, hey, when you're in public, you cross your legs, mm-hmm. you know. And I get that, but my part thing is, like, dude, like, I mean, if you've ever had, you know, I feel awkward talking about this. You know me, I get awkward when I talk about anatomy.
Good.
Testicles get sweaty, man. You need to, you know.
Testicles get sweaty.
You know, right, Chris? I mean, you know.
That will yes, not man, be.
I will confirm that testicles do get sweaty. Yeah,
man. That will not be the name of this podcast,
you know, and it's a little thing called duck butter that accumulates.
All right.
You know, duck butter is the
Yeah,
little,
I've heard about that. Just heard know, about that yeah, recently.
Yeah, man. Duck butter accumulates down there, and it gets you get a little, you know.
How much spread is too much spread? This is my thing. Like,
what angle?
Yeah, well, not even that. Well, who is doing the who's taking the ruler, and who's doing the measurements?
Lord almighty, bro.
Like, if this is going to court, what is the proximity? Is it more than 6 inches you can't spread your shit? If you spread your shit more, what is it? 11 inches is illegal.
And who's to say?
Pause, huh? But I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, who's to say? Well, it's very arbitrary right now. Oh, man spreading. What's your name? What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, yeah, you man spreading, Bob. I got to give you a ticket.
Everyone kills me is people getting shot out here, D. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You worried about how wide open a dude has his legs. People getting shot. This dude committed suicide because he was in. Remember that story?
Yeah,
the young
I heard
brother
about that.
Committed suicide because he was locked up in Rikers with no due process.
That a bitch.
And you talking about man spreading. Come on, man.
That's some bullshit.
You want to slap somebody because of some nonsense like that. Who wrote this article? You know what I mean? Like, as a journalist, you gotta be
if you get a man spreading ticket, are you fighting it or are you paying it?
I think I'm fighting it, man.
You going to get you a lawyer? You going to take that shit down to the courthouse?
You bring up a good point because then it's like, just pay it off and get a rope. This is such nonsense.
Because if I get a man spreading ticket, I go to the courthouse, I'm man spreading in the courthouse.
Hilarious.
Right on the stand.
I would love that. You just know right
saying?
There.
You know what I mean?
Give me a ticket for this.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit, man.
What a waste of time.
I just came back. I know there's a lot of movies out. I just saw San Andreas.
What'd you think?
It was... So, that shit was so ridiculous. It was hilarious.
Regular.
Nah, it wasn't even. It was a fun. It was a fun popcorn movie. It was a fun popcorn
IMAX.
Movie.
You want IMAX on
them? No, IMAX 3D. I don't believe in that 3D shit unless the people that rate the movie say it's real 3D. Cause that shit is a hustle. That's just another way to get some more money. Put it on a bigger thing and say it's 3D. If it wasn't James Cameron who says from the onset, this is a 3D movie. Don't throw the bullshit shit at the end and then try to hit me for another $5.
What was it, $27 now for IMAX?
Something ridiculous. But I mean, half these IMAX movies, if it's not Avatar, the shit is regular.
it's regular 3D.
It's just a big ass screen. It's just a bit, and it's just a lot of looking. It feel like I'm at a fucking tennis match. I'm over here to the left. Oh shit, what's going on on that west wing over here?
Shout out to Serena, by the way.
Yeah, she did a thing. Yeah, shout out to her getting, you know, by dominating. The way,
she's on the leak list, FYI.
Well, there you go.
I love Serena. Anyway.
But yeah, San Andreas, man, it was silly. It was fun. It was The Rock.
What made you watch that? I'm just curious.
It was either going to be that or Mad Max, right? And then I was
listening. Oh, you should have seen Mad Max.
Well, it's so funny because I was listening to, I was easily swayed. So this is my man, Kev. Shout out to my man, Kev. I hit him up.
Good
I was
dude.
Like, yo, how's that? He was like, oh, it's decent. He said it get weird, though. So weird, it gets a little weird. I was like, word, but I didn't want him to fuck it up and tell me what weirdness happened. Then I was listening to fucking Tuesdays with Stories. Shout out to them.
Joe Liss and Mark Norman.
They on the Stand Up Labs platform. And I was listening to them, and Joe List was destroying it. He was like, it was trash, blah, 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 blah. And then at the ass thing, me and my lady, I was like, you want to support The Rock? You know what I mean, young brother?
I like that. You want to support The Rock?
You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and support The Rock. And we supported The Rock. And it was good. I wasn't mad at it. You know what I mean? It was what it was.
But it was a lot of moments you were like, come on.
Oh, it was nothing but, and it was a bunch of like some high school kids came through because it's summertime. So they were sitting around in the theater, and then it was like another, like a couple who was kind of funny. It was just a bug out. No one was taking it serious. The shit was silly. It was silly. It was so ridiculous. It was like. But it wasn't ridiculous to the fact it was like, no, it was a lot of parts. It wasn't as ridiculous as, say, a fucking Fast 7.
I didn't see Fast 7.
Which is like, I'm ridiculous to where you take offense to, like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, so this shit is, it's shitting on physics and everything. Like, all right, now y'all doing, you're going too far. This went far enough to where you're like, all right, this is ridiculous. I suspend my imagination. I'm not going to be offended by how ridiculous it is. It's kind of silly. So overall, I had a good time. I enjoyed it. But you saw Mad Max.
Mad Max was, there's some plot holes in there. I was talking to my homegirl, Liz Mealy, about that. There's some plot holes in there. They don't explain a lot of the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of got to figure it out for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with movies now. It's kind of like, yo, just get to the action. And then they hope that you get caught up in the action and you forget about
it. Well, that's one of the things, the main gripe I heard about. I heard there's no real context. It's just like, they say it's a car chase from the beginning to the end.
Car chase in the beginning, man. And I guess they're like, yo, you're going to be so amazed by this car chase that you're not going to ask no questions.
Don't ask no questions.
Just enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Enjoy the ride.
Exactly. Just look out the window. Enjoy yourself. And then I heard it's kind of heavy-handed on the women's issues, too.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see how you could pose some questions based on how the women are presented on the movie. Shout out to Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She's in there looking, you know. She out there looking.
She on your leak list?
I think she's on the leak list.
Yeah?
She's on the leak list. You don't think so?
She's cute. She look a little young for me. Certain women that were like young, they look young.
Is she really young though? I don't want.
I mean, no, she's she's legal.
Okay. I want to. She's legal.
Okay. I like how you said that. Whoa, let's be clear. Let's be clear. We need to edit this out.
I don't want to be caught out there.
She's a grown up. She's adult.
And she was looking all dusty in the film.
Like that.
Yeah.
A little dust. A little dusty. Yo,
dudes,
maiden.
Dudes are so perverted, man. Because the craziest stuff will get us turned on. Like, look at all that dust. And she was like half naked with like, she knows it's Mad Max. It's a new post-nuclear world. And I'm like, oh, that's so sexy.
Let me tell you how ain't shit dudes are when they are super committed to being creeps. This is where, like, it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Again, this is like World Star, right? But, I mean, it was all over the place. I almost feel crazy saying this. I'm just presenting this. Don't kill the message. I'm just giving you a perfect example illustrating how motherfuckers go crazy. So, you saw that pool party situation in McKinney.
Oh, man, deplorable.
Which was ridiculous,
deplorable.
Right? And it was fucked up, man. Dude quit the job, resigned, whatever. I don't know what that means. Maybe that does something legally or whatever, but the whole shit was fucking terrible, right? There's a video with one of the girls who was hosting the pool party, right? I guess she was like 19 or whatever. So, and I had they, and Shorty is, you know what I mean? Like, niggas is in the, this is, yeah, Shorty's quite busty, right? Niggas is going, like, this is the worst shit that's happened. It's injustice. Every other comic, them titties. Oh, I hate to be polarizing and alienating, but I just got it. We got to shine light on some of the shit that you see. And I mean, the shit is... what's funny about it is in the face of some shit that is like...
In the face of darkness.
In the face of darkness, a motherfucker will be like, yo, well, I mean, real talk, that whole talk. Shit was horrible.
No disrespect, though.
Man, you know what I mean? Very angry, but my man. Yeah,
them titties, though. Bruh. Bruh.
Exactly. Anyway,
yo, dudes, I don't know if that's a... You think women do that? Because dudes, like...
Because women, I can't speak for women. Fuck it, I don't know.
Like I
some
said...
Some do, some don't.
Like I said, Zoe...
Some guys don't. Some
Zoe, don't. She's in a post-nuclear world, and I'm looking at her like, yeah, I like that dust.
Yeah.
It's like, this. She's hoping for some a new world.
What's his name saying that or that? I hate to keep... I was just listening to two six stories, but they were saying post-apocalyptic hot. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different genre.
Walking Dead hot.
Yeah. But
it was a good movie, man. Like, it was a lot of plot holes. What's up with Tom Hardy?
What's up with him? I still don't know exactly who he is. I know he's hot than a mug. He's the guy. He's popping right now.
I'm a fan of the dude, but what makes me laugh is that this dude has built a career on grunts.
What do you mean? Oh, like, is that what who is Tom Hardy? Like, what do I know?
He was Bane.
From?
He was in Inception.
I didn't see Bane. I don't remember much of Inception except Leonardo.
He was in that movie. He was that UFC movie. Him and his brother.
Oh, Warrior.
Warriors and Warrior.
I gotta see the face. I know I like his work. Everybody's because every time.
Yeah.
What is he known for? I didn't see Dark Knight. So that's breakthrough?
No, he was breaking up Inception. He did a great job.
But like, where did he steal the show with? Like, yo,
Chris, was he in The Town?
I'll look it up right now.
I think he may have been in The Town.
Pull up a Google image so I can see what he looked like.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. He's just a kind of a man's man.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like he got a little authority on screen.
Uh huh.
You know.
Who is he? The new what? If you had to class him, you call him a man's man.
Probably, I don't know.
He look unrecognizable there. Let me get another picture. I don't know this guy. I know he's supposed to be popping, but I don't.
He's the new action. You know.
Okay. Okay. He was in.
Chris pulled up the straight up. Like,
he was in.
The men's grooming photo.
Nah. He was in Inglourious Basterds. Was he in Inglourious Bastards? That's not the same guy. That's
same dude, same guy.
He looked like two different motherfuckers.
Yeah, that beard will get you.
Was he in Inglourious Bastards?
Kind of like a Daniel Craig type.
Was he in Eastern Promises? No, he wasn't in Eastern Promises.
He's in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spies.
Oh, I don't know.
I like how we name major blockbusters, and he's like,
sweet,
oh, that's the one.
Nah, I'm just fucking with him because he knew I wasn't going to know about
what
Tinker. Tinker Hatfields. Was he on Empire?
Oh, come on, man. Was he in Power?
Was he in The Wire?
Was he in Power?
Are you watching Power?
I still not done with season one.
Man. Season two opened up pretty strong.
The lovemaking is a little aggressive in Power. They go hard.
They don't fuck around.
Damn, they just real sweaty.
Yeah, real like a whack painting. If you know what a whack paint it is.
Google that. Do yourself a favor. Man. My brother says that now. Do yourself a favor.
Hilarious.
Oh, F-sharp.
F-sharp, man.
But yeah, Tom Hardy, just a bunch of grunts, man. He's like, oh, women in the theater like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, Mad Max was great. I enjoyed it.
Anyway, yeah. So that's that. What the fuck else is going on, man?
Nah, so much going on, man. Lots going on.
Man, I feel...
Go ahead, man.
Nah. Was there anything else I wanted to talk about before I got the fuck out of here? Talked about them finals. We talked about all that shit. I just feel bad that I
titties, though?
Yeah, man, I feel bad.
I mean, it's the truth, though, man.
I'm just telling you what I said. Don't kill the message. I'm just telling you what's out there.
But this is also the man's mind. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Like, you could console your lady. You know what I mean? Like, she could be sobbing or some crazy shit. And... You know what I mean? You console her long enough and you be, you know, close and tight like that. you might get aroused.
Man,
you ever got aroused in a console hug?
For people out there in the conversation, have you ever been in a consoled hug and you were like,
"This could go either way, man. This could go either way. We could do some healing.
Can you make me feel good?"
Exactly. Look at Hallie.
Look at Hallie.
A dude wrote that. Make me feel good.
A dude definitely wrote that.
It was pitching the shit. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. It will resonate.
But that's how a dude thinks, though. I think that's how a man would think, though. Like, yo, I think this would be so cool if...
You know what I mean? Because you see that shit in the movies. Come here. And you read it in the novels. It got to a point where words were just not enough. We needed action. You know what I mean? But listen.
And he just holding her in the chest and everything feels so soft and... Dudes are creeps, man.
Yeah, man.
Dudes are creeps.
I've been talking about that, man. You know, everybody's been guilty of some creep activity. I just don't like the label creep. I don't want to do creepy shit. I try not to do knowingly creepy shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, let it be the subconscious creep.
Get identified by another creep. Like, I see. Anyway, fuck it. It was what it was.
I think it's true, though, man. Dudes are creeps.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm with you 100%.
Where you at this week, though?
Man, your boy, I'm going to be at the Stand on Thursday, 8 o'clock show. And then I'm excited about this, man. I'm going to be working with Pete Correale over at Bananas Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. This Friday, 9 o'clock show. And then Saturday, I think it's 7:30 and 10 o'clock.
Where's Bananas? Shows.
Bananas is in New Jersey, Hasbro Heights, man. So, check it out. Buy tickets. I would love to see you out there, man. Pete Correale is a real funny dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a fan of him for a long time, and I get to work with him, so I'm excited, dog. It's going to be a great show.
That's dope. Yeah, he's definitely a real funny-ass guy. His last stand-up special was really funny, too.
And he just shot another one, too. He shot another about a month
shout
ago.
Shout out to that, man.
Shot-town. I think it was a shot-town.
All right. Shit, where am I at this weekend? I think I'm at the Stand Saturday. I think I'm on the 8 and the 10.
Great club.
Yeah, I got a couple other spots coming up. Best thing to do is just go to DamianLemon.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm going to update that today and let you know where I am. But, yeah, I'm definitely at the Stand on a good Saturday. And if you don't catch me there, catch me here next week.
See him on TV.
Back in the... Oh, shit. Yeah. Next week, yeah. June 17th, Not Exactly News premieres on MTV2. You know what I mean? It's if your local news took on the World Wide Web. That's how I describe it. It's myself, Matthew Broussard, David Ebert, and Julia Kelly. It's gonna be funny. It's silly as shit. It's gonna be a silly ass show. I hope y'all enjoy it. And we out. Peace.